Last year was a whirlwind for Washington lawmakers, but gridlock reigned supreme and much of the GOP agenda was blocked. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo caught up with legislators from our region about what they're hoping to accomplish in 2018.
President Donald Trump told voters he would come to Washington and shake things up, which he surely has, but not in the way many people expected. He spent much of last year frustrated that he couldn't get much of his agenda through Congress.
It's been a tumultuous year.
That's South Jersey Republican Congressman Tom MacArthur. He played a pivotal role in crafting a deal that revived the GOP effort to repeal Obamacare. And while that was able to pass the House, it died in the Senate. After that, MacArthur also played an outspoken role in negotiations on the tax overhaul, which was able to pass on a strictly party-line vote. MacArthur says this year he's hoping his party will reach across the aisle more.
I think overall, for me personally, one of the lessons out of this year is that when you do things in a partisan way only, you basically invite the other side, which has no stake in the outcome, to just blast everything you do. And I don't think it's ideal, personally. I think that we should try to engage more with the Democrats.
Other Republicans from our region echo that sentiment. New Jersey Congressman Leonard Lance opposed his party's effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act out of concerns that fewer people would be covered and that premiums would not get less expensive. He says improving the ACA remains a good spot for both parties to come together early in this new year.
I think we have to work in a bipartisan capacity on reform of Obamacare. I certainly think it needs reform, but the best way to do that is from the center out, working in a bipartisan capacity.
President Trump has frustrated lawmakers in both parties by using Twitter to aggressively go after his critics, even if they're Republicans. But Lance says Democrats also share some of the blame for the bad blood that marks today's politics. Like when Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer canceled a meeting with the president on a year-end spending package. They called it off in response to tweets from the president saying he didn't think a deal was in sight, which Lance says was short-sighted.
I would hope, moving forward, that we can work together in a bipartisan capacity. That includes not only the president, but includes leadership here on Capitol Hill. And in particular, I think it's important for the Democratic leadership be willing to meet with the president and not to forego those opportunities.
But Democrats say the GOP has moved so far to the right that it's hard to negotiate with them. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator Bob Casey says that's why Democrats were able to win an Alabama Senate seat for the first time in 25 years. He says the politics from races like that are having an impact on policymaking in Washington.
I think they've allowed their extremes to kind of drive the bus every day. And that's one of the reasons they had trouble in Alabama. I mean, so the extremes getting not just support, but being nominated. But I think it's also hurt on policy.
Despite this, Casey and other Democrats say they're willing to negotiate and pass bills in 2018 with the GOP majority, but only if Republican leaders give them a seat at the table.
Oh, sure. I think certainly on infrastructure, which is what we should have started 2017 with. I think even the president would admit that. But I hope that's still an area of focus for Republicans.
Then there's foreign policy. Last year, lawmakers overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia to punish the country for interfering with the 2016 election. But the White House has yet to enforce those. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says he needs help from Republicans in forcing Trump to step up pressure on Russia this year.
I don't believe they have followed up and enforced the law. I think Congress, on a very strong bipartisan basis, gave them a significant new set of tools and a clear signal that we want action taken to make Russia pay a price for their meddling in our 2016 election.
While most of what you hear in the news is about gridlock or the intense partisanship that marks Washington, Bucks County Republican Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick says it's not as bad as it seems in some parts of the Capitol.
If you look at members of our freshman class, we're friends. We're not just colleagues, we're friends, and we respect each other as human beings, and we want to co-sponsor bills together. We want to see each other succeed in each other's districts, and that's a good thing. And I think that's what Congress needs more of.
2018 is an election year. That often means more gridlock than usual. Optimists in Washington hope it will drive both sides to the middle so they have something to brag about on the campaign trail. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.